When the Packers built a new stadium complete with an updated Hall of Fame, team officials decided the old receiver didn't fit in with the new motif. So the 23-foot-tall statue of an anonymous player with outstretched arms poised atop a giant football went on the auction block. Enter Steve Boyer. He paid $45,000 for the statue. The receiver is certainly interesting, but Boyer still struggles with the question, is it art?
Well, I've been asked this before, too, and I didn't know how to answer it at that time. In a way, it's art. It was created by an artist. It is a statue. I think everybody has a different term of art.
But Boyer wasn't interested in the receiver on a purely aesthetic plane. He owns a company that does historic renovations in Green Bay's Broadway district. When the statue went on sale, Boyer saw economic opportunity.
They say it's the most photographed piece of sports memorabilia in the nation. And there's always people, when you drive by it when it was at the museum, it seems there was always people there taking pictures of it. So I thought, boy, if we could get that, those people to come downtown, and if maybe 10% of them spend some money down here, they would help all the businesses out.
Boyer will try to recoup some of his $45,000 investment through a line of receiver merchandise, including a bobblehead doll. The receiver's new home is outside the Neville Public Museum. A rededication ceremony will be held tomorrow. As an added draw, the Packers are allowing all three of their Super Bowl trophies to go on display at the ceremony. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.